Hey, sister, have you been wondering if your hormones are off and you're just not sure what to look for or where to look for help and what you can do to get them balanced and actually help? And are they really off? Like all these little questions running through your head. And is there anything you can do about it? I'm here for it. All right. So this is where you need to start if those questions have been running through your mind, especially if it comes to you getting pregnant and trying to conceive. So let's go. Hey, sister, welcome to For the Love of Hormones podcast. Do you have a desire to get pregnant in God's design and be free from the pressure of going straight to IUI or IVF? Hey, I'm Becca. While I was blessed with two children, I then suffered from three miscarriages. I too felt emotionally wrecked anytime I was around a pregnant friend. I wanted to understand God's design for my body and how to care for it naturally, but I just kept telling myself that it was too complicated and I needed to be content with my circumstances. Until I found the answer, hormone health and tracking. In this podcast, you will find answers to all of your period, ovulation, and cycle questions so that you will be able to find the path for getting pregnant in God's design. So sister, for the love of hormones, put that pregnancy test stick down and grab your Bible, matcha green tea, and a journal because it's time for a Come to Jesus and Hormones meeting. All right. So welcome to our Healthy Conception series. This is a very, very special week, and I'll talk more about why in just a moment. But this week, I am bringing you guys all the things you've been asking for. We have an amazing Facebook group, and anytime you come in there, I'm asking, like, what is the biggest thing that you're dealing with that you want support on? And so I am just here all week, Monday through Thursday. We're going to be doing some mini episodes answering your questions of how can I healthfully get pregnant and stay pregnant? So that's what we're talking about. Okay. And today the first episode is, are your hormones off? Start here. So before we get started today, let's first talk about, why don't you take a quiz to see if your hormones are off? That's a good idea, right? So I have a really fun hormone quiz for you guys. You can just scroll down in the show notes and click on it, take the quiz, and it might point you in the direction of, are your hormones off, which ones are, and what can you do about it? So that's the first thing that you guys can do, is take the hormone quiz. Secondly, okay, I'm going to announce it. Are you ready? Are you ready for the cat to come out of the bag? The weirdest saying ever, but like, yes, it's something really cool. You guys, I am putting on a huge spring flash sale. Oh my gosh, yes. It starts today. It's going to run through Friday. You guys can get up to 20% off the Fertility Framework course. So holy cow, yes. And if you're like, Becca, what is that? And I want to know a little bit more. I want to see what it's like. I have made a special insider look for you. You can literally get a preview of the course. You can get a preview of what does that Google Classroom look like, where you get supported by me. You can get a preview of the whole workbook that comes with the course that you'll use as you're working through it and journaling through it and like learning like, okay, this is what I need to do. You can get a preview for that. Okay. So I want you to scroll down, and that is what you're going to click on. And you can see I recorded, it's about a 5-minute in-depth look at this course. And oh my goodness, it's 20% off. And I can promise you, I am not doing another sale for quite a while. So if you are in this season of, man, I want to get pregnant, man, we've been trying for a while, man, I'm just not getting answers, I'm just not sure. Girlfriend, you are here listening to this podcast for a reason. I believe that the Lord has brought you here. And I want you to go look at that video, and I want you to pray about if this is your time, if this is your week to get started in the Fertility Framework course. Okay, so now getting into the how do you know if your hormones are off? So first of all, I want to kick this off with a story about how I kind of figured out my hormones were off, or it's just like my body was talking, but I didn't know how to listen to it. So when I was in a postpartum phase of life after my second child, I had postpartum anxiety so bad, and I didn't connect like why I had postpartum anxiety so bad. Once I kind of went through my healing journey with my miscarriage a while later, I realized like, oh, okay, my hormones are super off. And I was still having anxiety. Like it just never went away, even after the new pregnancy and then the miscarriage and the two miscarriages after that. Lo and behold, here I am, like with a bunch of anxiety, a bunch of miscarriages, and it's a rough time. And so I finally had this pivotal moment of kind of connecting to why I had like triggers with my child. Okay. So with my second son, who I'd gotten the postpartum anxiety from, like not from him, but in that postpartum phase, I realized like anytime he cried, I just like got this massive ball of wool in my throat. And I would have kind of like the tightening of my chest and be kind of hard to breathe. And it would just be this very overwhelming, anxious feeling. And I never connected that I was triggered by him crying. And then when I was going through my process of being certified as a hormone coach, they had a therapist come on and they were kind of, she was like walking us through triggers for issues that we have. And I realized, I was like, oh my goodness. And I think that the Lord revealed this to me. I had anxiety from Micah's birth. Like Micah's birth was so traumatic, and that's a whole nother story. But all in all, it was a very traumatic birth and just a traumatic like first few weeks of life. And lo and behold, then I had a ton of anxiety, and it made a lot of sense, but I never connected those dots. And I never realized that my anxiety had anything to do with my hormones until I became a hormone coach or until I got coached by a hormone coach. And then I became a hormone coach, and man, if I had had answers, that would have been awesome. So I'm here to talk to you about like, how could you know if your hormones are off and what do you do about it? So number one, these are some ways to know if your hormones are off. So I want you to think about these things I'm about to just blow through and list off as things that your body is talking to you, and are you listening to it? So number one, if you are having irregular cycles and you feel like your periods are off, or they're just not regular, they're not normal, or if you're having a lot of spotting around that time, like something's off, okay? And you need to listen to that. That's not normal. That's not just something that you should accept as, well, it is what it is, you know? No, it's not. Like you really, your body is talking to you and saying like, hey, I need help. This isn't normal. And if your body isn't working in the way that it's designed to, you're going to have a hard time ovulating and a hard time conceiving. So that's really important to listen to. Some other things that I want you to be clued in on if you're dealing with this, that like your hormones are probably off. And some of those things can be anxiety. It can be just being tired all the time. Like I know some of you may already have one kiddo and you're trying to conceive another one, and you maybe have accepted the thought, or really the lie, that being tired as a mom all the time is normal. It's not normal, okay? Or maybe you're a school teacher or you're a nurse and you're just like trudging through your workday and you're just exhausted. And it's like, well, I just have a really exhausting job. My life is really busy. I'm just tired all the time. And like, no, your body is telling you it's having a hard time functioning. It's having a hard time working. So if you're just tired all the time, that's a problem and you need to listen to it. If you kind of go through these bouts of depression, or just having a really low mood, or having a really poor self-image of yourself, or really poor negative self-talk, like that's a sign. It's not you. It's not who God created you to be, and you're not good enough, or you're worthless, or your value is really low, and like you're beating yourself up about it. Those are lies from Satan himself. Okay. Those are lies from Satan. And frankly, I think that Satan does get involved with our hormones and get into that. Okay. Because depression and low mood, that can be linked to low progesterone. So I think that there's a lot of physical and spiritual elements going on, but we as believers in Christ and as women of the Lord, we need to be in tune with our body and with our thoughts and with our mind and with how we're feeling. Because if things are off, we cannot just accept like, oh, well, this is normal and I'm just going to push through it and move forward. Like, no, just stop and listen to your body, because it's not normal and it's not okay. If you're dealing with bloating, bloating or tummy issues, or if you're just super stressed out all the time, you got to know, girl, your hormones are probably off. And I'm trying to keep these episodes to 10 minutes, and I think I'm about to fail at that. So I'm going to move on to the next point. So, okay. So the next point is what to do about it. And I forgot to say a verse, that's dedicated to this episode. So I think it's perfect timing to insert that now. The verse that's dedicated to this episode is Psalm chapter 23, verses 1 and 2. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures, and he leads me beside still waters, and he restores my soul. The Lord is our shepherd, sister. He is our shepherd. He will guide us. We do not need to be in want. He will lead us beside still waters. And when I see that, I'm like, he will lead us beside hormone balance. Like that is what still waters are. That is what green pastures are. It is having hormone balance so that we can get pregnant. Like the Lord has laid it on our heart, this massive desire to. So that's our dedicated passage for this episode, Psalm 23, 1 and 2. Now, what do you do? Like, what do you do if your hormones are off? Okay. So this is what I do, y'all, and this is why I made this course so that you guys can figure out what do I do when my hormones are off and I want to get pregnant. So inside of the course is what you learn how to do. Number one, you're going to learn how to chart your cycle and how to learn and understand the language of your body, because your body has a language and you don't know it. You might know a little bit about it. You might have heard things about it, but you haven't actually studied the language of your body, frankly, unless you're a certified fertility instructor. Even if you just take a class, I mean, can you imagine taking a class in Spanish and saying like, I understand Spanish, I can use it, I am fluent in it, blah, blah, like, no, no. If you take like a 1 or 2 hour class, girl, you don't know that language. So when you are learning this language, you need the help of an expert to interpret what your body is saying. So you're going to learn how to chart inside of that course. I'm going to teach you not only how to do it, but what everything means with your body and your biomarkers. And what does your chart mean? Like, is it healthy? Is it not healthy? What are the certain cycle phases that we are concerned about, especially as it pertains to getting pregnant or getting pregnant and preventing a miscarriage, or observing why have you been trying to get pregnant for so many years and it hasn't been happening? And what is your body telling us about that? And these are just things that you're not going to learn in a doctor's appointment, because doctors do not have this training unless they've gone and sought it out outside of medical school and all of the requirements they go through. And it's so important for you to know your body and its language and have an interpreter to help you. And yes, I am the interpreter. So I love reading charts and I love saying, okay, I think this is what your body is telling us. And here are the things we need to do to help restore those imbalances so that you can get pregnant. And we're making all of these changes with God at the center. It's very Holy Spirit led, because he is the ultimate, right? I don't know, like he's the ultimate doctor. He's the ultimate CEO. Like, I'm going to give you suggestions and you're going to have things to bring to the table too about what you think you need to do to be healthy in regards to your diet or your lifestyle or stress or supplements or whatever. We're going to bring all these things to the table and then we submit them to God. And then the Holy Spirit who lives inside of you is going to convict you on exactly what you need to do. Okay. So I've gone past my thing, but if your hormones are off, girl, you need to come into this course. It's 20% off right now. You can get up to $200 off the course. And that's such a big deal. And I'm not doing this sale again for a long time. So if you're like in this space of like, man, I want to get pregnant, or man, I've come off of a miscarriage and I just want to be healthy and I just want to know what to do, now is the time. Because sister, it takes several months of changes and figuring out what's going on with your body in order to help your body be healthy and fixed, right? So why would you delay it any longer? Don't delay it any longer than you need to. Okay. So that's what I have for you guys. And I hope that this was just enlightening to you. I hope you really start listening to your body and being really in tune with it. And I'm just going to pray you out. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for letting me come in today's episode and just encourage this woman to understand the physical and the spiritual aspects of her body and even the mental and emotional aspects of her body. And I pray, Lord, that just by listening to this one episode, she would grow so much in her awareness of how you created her and what is she dealing with in spiritual warfare and how is that affecting her body and her heart and her mind and her soul and what can she do about it. And Lord, I thank you for bringing her here and I pray that you would just nag her to no end if it is your will for her to work with me and do this course that you you led me to do, Lord, and you made it through me, God. I just pray you would put that on her heart and she would learn so much about her body and begin to understand what it is telling her. I pray for absolute healing and restoration over any imbalances that she is dealing with. And I pray that she would not only be able to get pregnant and have a healthy pregnancy, but God, that she would feel good and that she would be the daughter of the kingdom that you have called her to be, free from hormone imbalance. I pray all these things in the holy name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, girl, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you please take 30 seconds and leave a quick review on Apple Podcasts? Literally just pause this, scroll on down, click write a review, and I promise it'll take 2 seconds, well, maybe like 25 seconds, and it would bless me so much to see what you thought about this episode and to hear your feedback. And also, if you could share this in a quick text message to the friend or family member that you were thinking of while listening to this episode, that would be awesome. It just lights me up to know that this podcast is helping you and other people. And girl, I pray that your progesterone is awesome. I'll meet you back next Thursday for another episode. Have a blessed day.